if that doesn't put a smile on your face, nothing will. A sparkle in your eye, a skip in your step, a tap in your toe.
Those of us raised up down home.
You're down home with Rosie on the house this morning here broadcasting on the very threshold of our 30th anniversary of being on air, doing what we can to melt away every Arizona homeowner's anxiety or fears about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Today, in this hour, talking mortgages and the world of equity and financing with Mr. Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. And Harold, our texting has just like been overloaded here. So there are still a lot of issues around financing and questions on interest rates. And this one question about the, can I combine my line of credit that I use to remodel my house with the original first mortgage? And the second part of his question is, am I limited to working with only the bank that issued that line of credit?
Oh, no, not at all. So give us a call. It doesn't matter who you took the loan with, whether it was recently with your bank on a line of credit or years and years ago. Anybody can take a look at what the options are as far as combining that first and second together. And we're very happy to do that.
And we have another texter here. We were talking about what the feds may or may not do in December. And the general feeling right now is there's going to be a little bump. You've explained to us that probably doesn't have much of an impact on mortgages. But one texted in and said, yeah, but Rosie, the Fed said they were going to raise rates 3 or 4 times last year.
They did. And we did not see that. And that's why there's always the cloudy crystal ball where we don't know what's coming. We did hear many, many times last year that the rates would increase. We only saw 1 or 2. So it's important to look at what's available now and compare it to what you've got now, because we just don't know what's coming. Now, if you find the store that has the crystal balls that work properly, I want to know where that is.
The uncloudy ones? All right. We have another question from someone down in Pinal County that's talking about a lot of modular homes in our community. Lots of times we're trapped into that mortgage that, you know, came with the purchase, and very often not a very competitive note.
There are limited options. You do not have as many options available to you for financing if it's a modular or a manufactured home. If it's an owner-occupied property, there are options for financing where the rates are the same as your regular stick-built home or site-built home. But if you convert that property into a second home or an investment property, or you're looking to cash out equity, that's when it can be much more difficult. There are just on the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac investor side of things, those are not as desirable a property, and so there are just fewer options on the financing. Usually that reflects in higher interest rate. Depends on the use of the property.
Yeah, a lot of the mortgages that are triggered at the purchase point are pretty well subsidized by the manufacturer of the home as a way to move the product.
Yes, and so then that's private financing, right? Essentially, that comes with that. And so then when we get into the, I guess, normal financing that we're all accustomed to, there is, as we get into Fannie and Freddie and even FHA and VA, what they're looking for is they're looking to protect themselves in the event of foreclosure. And so they'll be more restrictive on properties that are less common in the area.
Well, we appreciate the text. Like I say, we're talking with Harold Perkins, owner of Galaxy Lending Group. If you'd like to talk to Harold, the number is 1-888-767-4348. That'll put you live on air with us. But if you'd like to talk more confidentially with someone from Galaxy Lending Group, Harold, what would they do?
602-595-1233, or come by and see us. Our office is in Scottsdale. We're at Via de Ventura and the 101, so you can come by and see us in Scottsdale also.
And if they, but they don't need to see you to get this done. I mean, you operate statewide.
We do. So it's or online at galaxylendinggroup.com. You can access our interest rates apply online also.
Yeah, can't make it any easier than that.
Right.
So we appreciate that opportunity. So I know y'all are doing a lot. And again, to clarify, Harold and our position on reverse mortgages in that we have never been a big fan of them. They have become much more competitive, and they're just one more tool that we find have worked very successfully. I have family members that have gone into a reverse mortgage. It's just what they wanted.
And it is a good tool, and it's not for everyone. It's and
proceed with caution.
And do your research, just like with any loan, though, just with any, even if you were comparing a regular 30-year to a 15-year, do your research, make sure that it is the right thing for you, consult a professional and making sure that you get what the pros and cons are, and then make your decision, an educated decision as you go into it. It's not for everyone, but a good tool for a lot of people.
One of the key indicators I always tell people is, look, if you're getting pushed in any one direction, have the confidence to push back. You know, if they're pushing you into that tool, make sure you're asking all the right questions. But if they're laying it out as a menu, here are three or four great choices for you. Let's talk through all the pros and cons of all three. Then you're probably at the right house.
I agree with that completely, and that's what we train our staff to do. Is that what we want to know as we talk to you and do that initial consultation is we want to know what your goals are, what you're looking to accomplish with the financing, and then at that point we lay out, well, here's all the options that can accomplish that. Which one makes the most sense for you? Here are the pros and cons of each one, and the way we look at it is that it's your money. It's not our money. So you should make the decision on what you're doing with it. And we just need to lay out what the options are, let you decide what makes the most sense for you.
And the options have grown dramatically over the last few decades. I can remember when Jennifer and I bought our first little home. It was a strict rule, 20% down. And you had to prove none of that 20% came as a gift from family. It had to be your 20%. That you scrapped together, and we bought a nice little house in Glendale, but it wasn't near as nice as the Mercury Cougar XR7 Jennifer had that we had to sell to get up to the 20%. I would give my eye teeth for that little Cougar we sold.
Oh, well, you wouldn't have to do that today. There are options for as little as 1% down. If you're a veteran, you can do zero down with a VA loan. In some rural areas, there are zero down loan options available also. But the 20% down is not necessary anymore. You can do much less than that. There are even some times where even if you have the 20% to put down, one of the things that we like to look at is sometimes it doesn't make sense to sometimes there's other debt and it makes more sense financially to put a little bit less down on the house, get rid of the other debt, pay that off with what might have been your down payment money. So we'll evaluate those things. But no, definitely you can do less than 20% down now if it's an owner-occupied property.
And I know for a prior employee of mine, y'all actually kind of credit counseled him through a situation where you can actually, if you're not sure you're ready to buy, the folks at Galaxy can kind of coach you through. Let's take a look at your credit score and let me give you some tactics and strategies to address this, and let's sit down and talk in 6 months.
Happens all the time. And sometimes there are situations where you might qualify to purchase today. But with a couple of little tweaks on your credit, it could be the difference of a 0.5% in the interest rate. And so sometimes what we'll look at, what we'll give as an option is to say, maybe you don't purchase today, but let's fix these couple of things. They're very minor, very easy to do. And instead of having a 600 credit score, you might have a 700 credit score. And then now the terms that you get on that financing are much more favorable. And so that's something absolutely we want all of our people to do. It's not about just putting you in that loan today. It's putting you in the best loan that makes the most sense for you. And sometimes that means it's down the road a little bit.
All right. And if people want to talk confidentially off the radio, how would they get a hold of you?
602-595-1233 or galaxylendinggroup.com.
And you have people answering the phone now. If someone would get a busy signal,
call back. We should be okay. We have plenty of people in the office today ready to take your calls, ready to answer the phone for you.
Okay, and again, the number one more time.
602-595-1233.
All right. The one thing we haven't talked about, and excuse me if my lips start quivering and tears roll down my cheeks and I start sweating blood, but one of the things that got us in a little bit of trouble back in 06, 07, 08 was slapping loans on homes for future values and just highly leveraged opportunities where we would take a look at the value of a home. We remodeled several homes back in those days where the home was worth $10, the remodel was worth $10, and the home was worth $17, but they got the $20 loan.
Ah.
We did several of those for customers and clients. We're not back in that position. We're not forward appraising properties.
No. Now, what we do have as an option as far as a remodel loan is that we will look at what the value of the property will be after the remodel is completed. But if your value is going to be a certain number, the cost of the remodel is more than that, we're not going to loan you enough to do the remodel and put us in a position that we're underwater on it. And that's a good thing for the industry.
The homeowner.
And the homeowner especially. The days of, there used to be loans that you could finance 125% of the value of the property. I don't know what our industry was thinking then, but the anticipation was that property values would continue to appreciate. And so if you financed more than the value of the property, you were only in a risky position for a short period of time until the property
caught up,
but then until it doesn't, until the property values start declining, then you're in big trouble. So I'm not aware, and I would not be interested in doing a loan where we loaned more than the value of the property. Certain circumstances, though, in a remodel, it does make sense. We know that you're going to add an addition, so we know that that will add value to the property.
Right.
We'll have a licensed appraiser determine what the value of the property is going to be after that work is done. So, and we'll lend on that, even though the work is not done yet. We'll lend on it as it's happening, yeah. And then we'll be very restrictive, making sure that the money checks have to be countersigned by both the homeowner and the contractor so that we can do inspections to make sure the work is still continuing and the money is not being pocketed by somewhere along the way. We want to make sure that work gets done.
Very good. We're here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group at Rosie on the House.